This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to bring in our man, Dave O'Brien from The Athletic. He covers our Atlanta Braves. Done a hell of a job this year, by the way. Under the circumstances, Dave, I just want to say great job. Always good stuff following you and checking out
your
articles and whatnot. I know it was a difficult year. Let's start with this signing and the Smiley signing, because we have not had a chance to talk to you since both of these things happened. What do you make of them, and how do you view these guys coming into this rotation?
I like them. I like the Smiley alone. You know, if they would have gone out and gotten, you know, kind of a scrap heap guy in addition to Smiley, it would have been one thing. But they went out and got one of the best guys available. Charlie Morton has been a stud the last couple of years. This year, I don't think you can judge anything off this year. You know, he got a little bit of a sluggish start after the shutdown, just like a lot of hitters and a lot of other pitchers struggled. But by the end of the year, he was pitching. His stuff was the same as it was in 2019. And then in the postseason, he looked great. You know, he got lit up by the Dodgers in his last game, but the three before that, he was he won Game 7 in the ALCS. And they're getting a guy as a postseason performer, a stud. They really don't have a guy like that. And, you know, this isn't Cole Hamels who they're signing, you know, after an injury. Cole was hurt twice that last year before he came here. Charlie in 2019, he had 240 strikeouts, you know. This is a guy that's had a strange career, and that he was a pretty mediocre pitcher for about 5 or 6 years. But the last 4 or 5, he's been a top-shelf pitcher, a front-of-the-rotation type starter. So, very unusual career. You know, the Braves hope he can do it one more time, because he signed, you know, there aren't any bad one-year deals, really. Hamels kind of pushed that.
That was
a pretty bad one. But for the most part, there aren't any bad one-year deals, because what's the worst thing that can happen, you know?
Right.
So, but I like this one-year deal. I like these two of them. I like the two of them together for $26 million more than going out and even spending probably 32 or 5 on Bauer, who I really like, but you know, that would still leave you without the depth. They want a depth. They want to avoid happening what happened last year. So they went and got two really good guys. Smiley's numbers, man, if you look inside the numbers, he's really turned a corner in his career. He's got a huge curveball, huge spin rate, like Fried does. So you're going to have two of the best curveballs in the majors next year.
Okay, so, I was going to ask you.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Dave, it's Dave O'Brien with us, guys, from The Athletic. Award-winning. You have awards, right? Dave O'Brien. So what did Smiley just... is Smiley like Mike Scott back in the day? Like, it just took him all these years to figure it out, and now the aha moment with his career?
Well, he missed two entire seasons with Tommy John. You know, most guys miss 1 year. He missed two because he had setbacks during it. So he didn't pitch one game for 2 years. So when he came back, it took him another year or so to get it going, and then he made some adjustments in what he does, and all of a sudden the spin rate went really up like it had never been before, and he gained 2.5 miles an hour on his velo. So he's another guy that's had a strange career. Here he is, 31 years old, and his velo last year was almost 94 miles an hour. It was up 2.5 miles an hour from the year before. So if you got a guy throwing upper 93 to 94, with a huge curveball, big spin rate, you know, and he has big spin rate on his fastball as well. Him and Fried together, and you have those two lefties with Ian Anderson and Soroka, and now Charlie Morton added to it. I mean, if Soroka, I'm assuming Soroka, just judging from what he's doing right now, which is throwing, you know, from like 150 feet hard off flat ground. He's not just like babying it. He looks good. I'm assuming he's going to be ready maybe by opening day, but probably by, you know, at least by the end of May. That rotation, if, as long as those guys are healthy, that rotation with those five should be, if not, it won't be as good at the very top end, but five deep, it might be the best in the league. And definitely one of the best three in the league if those guys are all healthy.
Dave O'Brien, let's talk about the big question, the elephant in the room. Are we going to have enough? Are we going to have enough money? And I say this loosely to sign or re-sign Marcell Ozuna. Do you believe the Braves will be willing to go above and beyond what it might cost to bring him back?
Well, no, they're not going to go beyond if it gets crazy, and you know, some American League team that knows it's going to have the DH next year gives him, you know, $25-28 million a year. The Braves aren't going to do that because I just can't see them doing that when they got to give Freddie his extension, right, which I think will be between $25-30 million a year. You know, I think they really want Ozuna back. And, you know, so far we really haven't got a gauge of how the economy is going to be this year in baseball. I mean, the Braves are really the only team that's made any big moves, and those aren't huge moves, but they gave, you know, the two pitchers that they paid them like there wasn't going to be a suppressed economy, but most people think it's still going to be it's going to be difficult for most guys to get big contracts this year. So we'll see with Ozuna. He was so good last year that you got to think somebody, some team, you know, some American League team that wants to make a big splash, or the Mets, you know?
Right.
They got money to burn. They got money to burn. They might be willing to sacrifice defense for a year until the DH comes. The Braves are really keen on defense. I mean, they really value defense. And he's really bad in left field. I mean, he went from being good in 2017 to really bad now. Now, he worked on last year. Maybe his shoulder, maybe he needed to get back to 100%. Maybe he could get better. But I just don't see him. The jumps he got on balls and the reads he got on balls just weren't good last year. I don't know why that is, why it's changed so much. But you're giving up a lot with him in left field. And you obviously, I mean, not that, you know, you don't not sign Ozuna to keep Duvall, but Duvall did have some huge moments last year. Got to remember, he had 2-3 homer games.
Right.
And he was a streaky hitter, but when he was hot, he carried the offense at times, and he's a really good defender. So if you don't have the DH, you could go out and get a guy, you know, another big bat, like a lefty, somebody like Jack Peterson's numbers in 2019, he just destroyed by the end of pitching.
Right.
If you could get a guy like that to platoon in left field, maybe that would work, you know,
right,
and not cost you anything like Ozuna, and your defense is still good. But I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. We might find out, you know, next week that they are going to have the DH. The only reason it's going to take a while is because the players want to get something out of the owners everybody wants it. That's the thing, is everybody wants it, but the players don't want to give it up for free.
Right.
You know?
Good point. I was adamant. Yeah. I was going to say I was dead set against it, and by the second week of watching Ozuna, I changed my mind. It's Dave O'Brien with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I'm old school, but I got used to it. Hey, man, real quick, just for the sake of argument,
I like all the rules except for the three-batter minimum. I like all the other rules. I like the runner at second base.
Ooh.
I can't believe I do what I did.
Yeah. Communist. Perry Minasian going to the Angels. Is it a guarantee that Freddie stays here? Or is Freddie's gonna have some leverage, obviously, but is Freddie gonna how expensive is it gonna be?
Freddie's got plenty of leverage, but everybody knows Freddie's not gonna utilize that leverage. He is genuinely that good a dude that he's not gonna hold them over the coals. Because he could get $30 million a year out of him if he wanted to, or else go somewhere else and get $30 million. Go home to California, you know, and get $30 million. His dad still lives out there. Mm-hmm. But that's just not Freddie. He wants to stay here his whole career like Chipper did. And the Braves are going to have to give him a fair offer because they'll look terrible if they don't. So I think you'll get in somewhere between, like I said, he's on the other side of 30. He's 31 now. I could see giving him, you know, and making it more than like 2 or 3 years. I could see going like 5 years and keeping the AAV down, you know, at around 25 instead of, you know, 3 years. That right now he's worth 30 to 35 with his performance right now. But I could see them going a little longer and, you know, bringing the AAV down. But I just can't see any way that he walks.
Dave.
Although Manasian, Perry's smart, and Perry would try to get him in a hurry if he thought he could. But
right.
with Pujols coming off the books out there, and they're going to have money to burn out there. And Perry's going to do a great job out there, by the way. That's a big blow for the Braves.
It is.
I don't know if you've ever talked to that guy.
Smart.
But he's something else, man.
Yeah.
If he was a college basketball recruiter, that guy would be the Kentucky of the baseball.
Well,
he's the talker, man.
You bring that up because guys behind the scenes, we got to run, but I got one more question from you, but guys behind the scenes of AA, he hired some really good guys, and now you're seeing that with other organizations coming to get those guys. What else do we need to do? Okay, so the pitching, you've addressed it. You talked about Ozuna, Freddie. What else do we need to do?
I think you just got to get a bat, whether that be, like I said, a platoon guy. Even if it's a big bench bat, that doesn't help you as much. But if you don't have the DH, you've got enough pieces to go right now. They don't think Drew Waters is ready yet, but he could be by midseason. Who knows? The other kid, the other top outfield prospect. But I think you've got to go out and get at least one more big arm in the bullpen because you lost two of them. Three if you count O'Day, but you lost Melanson and Shane Green. But the bullpen doesn't have to be as great as it was last year because you're not going to be playing every day and you're not going to be getting starters going 3 and 4 innings. It's going to be more normal, So, and you've got such better starters now, veteran guys, that you should have plenty of guys going 5, 6, 7 innings. So the bullpen's not going to have to be 8 deep like it was last year. So everybody shouldn't panic if they don't, replace Melanson or re-sign him and Shane Green. They've got enough right now, but I think if they add one guy, the bullpen will be fine. But they got to find offense if they lose Ozuna. Or not need to score as many runs, which means you better get a lot from the starting rotation.
Great stuff, Dave.
For Freddie.
Yeah, great stuff, man. We always appreciate you coming on. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be in contact, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.